Our reading for today is from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 21. For we know that if the tent, that is our earthly home, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked. For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. He who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who has given us the Spirit as a guarantee. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others. But what we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearances and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died, and he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh, even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh. We regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Brian Hawley, Messiah Lutheran Church, Lebanon, Illinois.
So-called reality TV has hit us like a tsunami, and its various manifestations are becoming almost too numerous to even number. But how real is any of it? Castaways who audition and volunteer to be dropped off somewhere for a few weeks, who compete for $1 million with competitions almost daily for food or immunity, councils where people are voted off, cameramen and producers everywhere, and editing that can befuddle even the most dedicated viewer. Or maybe that show with all the strangers locked in a house with cameras and microphones almost everywhere for 24 hours a day, again, for weeks at a time. Yeah, that's reality. In our text for today from 2 Corinthians 5, Paul invites us, and I think reminds us, not to be deceived by the so-called realities of life this side of the last day, including even our physical troubles, age, and the seemingly inevitability of death. And he reminds us of the very real and often unseen reality of our new lives in Christ. Yes, there is certainly no shortage of trouble. There is sickness and disease, strained and broken relationships. Yes, the wicked often seem to be winning, at least the way our world might define winning. And yes, God's people die just like unbelievers, or so it seems. But God reminds us, speaking here through Paul, that we are more than it often seems. These mortal bodies will let us down, but there's more. We have a place, a house, a heavenly dwelling, if you will, an existence with God and with raised and glorified bodies that is very, very real. What we have to look forward to is so incredible, it is quite frankly even to be desired more than our here and now. But here and now is where we've been placed. And by Spirit-created faith, we know what's yet to come. Death is a consequence of sin, not the way God ever intended life to be. And so death is not an escape, but rather it might be considered a doorway, or perhaps a milestone, to paradise and to life in its fullness the way God intended. And so here and now, in the midst of a sin-scarred world, we walk by faith, living confidently because of Jesus and because of all that He accomplished on our behalf. Our confidence, our incredible, unseen, at least for now, reality that is life in Christ. Your life in Christ is anchored in His work of atonement for you. It's anchored in God's love and all of His actions for you. You see, our confidence is all about God. It's about Him reconciling sinful mankind to Himself. That's the reality we need to be reminded of constantly. And reconciled to God, by Christ, and clinging to Him with Spirit-created hands of faith, our reality has been forever altered. We've been set free to now live for God and for others. A reality that's every bit as real and even more important than the one we seem to experience in the here and now. And it's all gift. Gift from a loving God to children He loves dearly. Amen.
We thank Pastor Brian Hawley for today's meditation on God's Word.